Echo, Echo 8, Fox, Julie Whiskey, monitoring. KE8FJW, monitoring. KE8FJW, monitoring. Portable.
KC8VSU, portable.
KC8VSU, W8NWO. Good morning, Toby.
W8NWO? Is that guy named Nelson from up by East Jordan? I think I know the guy. How you doing, bud?
Hey, long time no see. Yeah, doing well. Just haven't been on the radio too much lately. Had a lot going on, but... No, things are going well. Got a new job. I still work for the school system, but I work in maintenance now. Been doing that for a couple months now, and just been trying to get caught up, but it's been fun. Finally get out of the office and get to do some fun stuff.
Okay, to go get your school bus driver's license, and you'll be driving school bus next. That's okay. What's new with you besides that? You getting ready for Pal Anthem?
Yeah, you laugh about driving school bus. Superintendent's already asked me to get my CDL. So, yeah, one of these days, that's probably what's going to happen. But, yeah, I can't say I'm really doing much to get ready, but, yeah, I'm ready for it. I'll be helping out with it again this year. But I'm letting Jim Fisher take the reins, because he does a fine job, and he's got the time, and he's closer to the action, and so I know he's been putting a lot of work into it. I know Mike, from a distance, has been putting some work into it, and I'm just sitting back here, and come next Friday, I'll jump in and give him a hand.
I've thought about it. I've been thinking about it. Anniversary and stuff. I thought about this. Doing a couple of checkpoints here and there, getting back into it a little bit now they got a newer vehicle.
Yeah, what do you have now for a car?
I went from a Trailblazer.
No, you cut out for some reason. I heard you say that you went from a Trailblazer, but I didn't hear what you bought.
Did I lose you, Nelson, or did I drop out?
Yeah, we lost connection somehow. I heard you say that you got rid of the Trailblazer, but I didn't hear what you bought.
2025 Ford Bronco Outback Edition, Outer Bank Edition, and I got her Ford Escape all-wheel drive, so I've got that now, so I'm back mobile again.
Oh, good. Good deal. When I met my wife, she was driving a 2009 Ford Escape, and overall, it was a pretty good car. It was pretty well built, pretty easy to work on. Only problem is it developed some structural issues with just with rust. I've seen several rows from that body style when they rust out around the right rear wheel, and then the whole body just loses support. And hers was going that direction, so I ended up selling it, and actually, my boss gave me a good deal on a Jeep Patriot, so that's what she has now.
My aunt just said, here, take mine, because the Trailblazer needed about $3,000 in work, and I couldn't do it. They had to pull the motor apart to do stuff. I got through it, but yeah, no. I like this. It's nice. It's got air conditioning. That's the main part. I can't wait to see how the all-wheel drive works this winter on it. But, yeah, no, I thought about getting back into helping out again because I do miss it, you know. I do miss it and stuff, but, yeah, we'll see. Who knows? I might just pop in and tie to you guys.
Hey, that'd be okay, Toby. Yeah, look forward to seeing your new wheels, too. Do you have radios installed in it yet?
I do, but it's the same setup I used to have, just portable. I have a Bofang in there right now, just for little things, and then I carry the Anytone 878 portable and the FD-70 with me. I have not tried, I'm trying not to put radios into this truck, and just go with mobile or with portables because I don't use it that much.
Yeah, that's understandable. And this is my wife's Ford Escape. Just the way the dash was laid out in the interior, I could never really find a good spot to mount a radio in it. So I never ended up doing it. Same with this Jeep that she has now. There's just not really much room in it. So I don't know. I thought about maybe getting one of those GMRS radios where the controls are all in the microphone. At least put that in there. But she's got her ham license now, so if I did anything, I'd rather have a ham radio in there. But I'll probably just do the same thing. I bought a mag mount antenna, and if we're going someplace and we need radios, I'll just drop a mag mount on the roof and run a cable in through the window or something. But yeah, it sounds good, Toby. What else have you been up to?
Department mostly, busy with that. Yeah, I have GMRS as well. But we don't have the Mansalon repeater or the East Jordan right now because of the tower coming down. Hey, what's the status with the East Jordan VHF repeater? Are they going to put it back up when the new tower goes up?
I don't know. Are they putting the new tower up? I haven't heard anything about what the radio station is doing. The repeater equipment itself is fine. It's intact. It's actually in my garage. I thought about just putting it up here at my house temporarily, but now the biggest thing is we need to find a tower to put it on.
I know the equipment was fine. I just didn't know what the radio station was going to do there with that tower coming down. So, yeah. Yeah, but no. You know, it is what it is. I've been on DMR for a while. I don't get on much because I'm still learning how to program it. The only one I got in here is 2416. I got a few others. I need to take my computer and have Drake fill it in, and then we'll redo this radio a little better. But I do like it. I like this Anytone better than I do anything because it's got very long battery usage. It doesn't drop off on me.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, I've got a DMR radio too. Got a Linco DJ-MD5 handy-talkie. Great little radio. Fantastic for how small it is. And it's not the cheapest, but it wasn't terribly expensive either. But where I sit here at my house, I'm just not quite close enough to a DMR repeater to really get good coverage. If I go outside, I can use it, but I don't know. I just don't really use DMR a whole lot. Probably don't think about it, to be honest. I just always revert to good old analog, just like I'm doing right now, going through the Petoskey repeater. But, yeah, I know the East Jordan GMRS repeater is down. I didn't realize the Mansalona one was down, too. I haven't tried it in quite a while. What's the story with that one? Do you know, the Mansalona GMRS repeater?
I need to call Brad up and tell him it's down again, but I think what it is, they've got one. Somebody turns it off over there somehow or unplugs it. I don't know what the deal is. It worked good a couple weeks ago, and now it's down again. I don't know if they're doing some stuff over there or not, but it gets unplugged, and yeah. So the only one I really get into is the one in Traverse City, the 600. So, yeah, and that's what I did. You know, I get me a different group of people, too.
Yeah, I don't really have... I guess I don't really have access to a GMRS repeater from my house. I'm just a little bit too far from Traverse and a little bit too far from Sheboygan. Those are the only two that I know of that are working since Mansalona's down. I used to use the Mancelona once in a while. Actually, I used to use the Eastern repeater. But I don't see that going back up anytime soon, unfortunately. So, yeah, oh well. So I used to use GMRS with my wife, but like I say, she's got her ham license now, so we just use our ham repeaters if we need to. It's kind of nice if we're traveling someplace, like if we're out camping or whatever, and my son and I want to go one direction, and she wants to stay back at camp, and we'll, you know, we can use ham or GMRS and stay in touch, and it works pretty well. So that's what I've been thinking about lately, is trying to make another camping trip. I've been working long hours, been working 50 to 60 hours a week, just haven't had a chance to really take any trips this month, but hoping to take at least one more camping trip this summer before the snow flies.
I know, it's been crazy around here. It's like this weekend, I'm kind of have to hang around a little bit because we probably got guys gone, so I've got to be in close vicinity, so yeah. Well, okay, Duncan, I'm going to let you go. Oh, Nelson, sorry. Nelson, geez, I've got too many people on my mind today. We'll let you go, and we'll probably talk to you soon. W8NWO, KCAZSU, 73.
All right, Toby, good chatting with you. Yes, hopefully as things slow down for me, I can spend a little more time on the air. 73, Toby, W8NWO.
CN Mobile. Well, by the time I got the volume turned up there, all I heard was SS. Go ahead, NACN. Oh, I heard that completely wrong. Uniform Foxtrot, Foxtrot. Good morning, how you doing? So, I think the static got you that time. Sound like you went down a hill or something. I'm doing good. Yeah, there's a little bit of noise on your signal. Every once in a while, it starts to get unreadable, and then it comes back a little bit. So, I'm sure the link doesn't help either. It gives it a weird little noise. But doing great. Just driving across town here in Traverse City and doing some family care this morning. And I'm holding out hope for a breakfast burrito and a nice warm cup of coffee when I get back. So it's a good start to the day. Gotcha, yeah, it's, I forgot that was going to happen. We just were up there a few weeks back and took the ferry over to the island with the family, so did a day trip there, and, we didn't make it much further into the western UP like I like to this year, but, I think we're going to be doing that a little bit more next year, too. So I went to Michigan Tech and spent a lot of time up there after school. And really, for a while, I wanted to move up there and ditch my Lower Peninsula roots. But my wife had other plans and, you know, compromises and all. So, but it might still be in the cards here years down the road. We'll see. I'm definitely getting sick of roads getting bigger, so I kind of just want my own little square in the woods and to be left alone. I think that's the place to do it. So, anyway, but, yeah, I forgot that was coming, so it's, well, I'm sure I'll probably have to hit up the bridge cam and watch it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're looking for something on the small side. For a while, we were looking at something family size. We've had five kids, but everything was either too rough or too expensive. So we did tents and just day trips. But my wife and I are kind of looking for something smaller and a little retro in nicer shape so that when the kids are out of the house, we can do stuff like that. But we'll see. The situation will be right, and we'll find the right thing, I'm sure. But yeah, I've done it three times. The first couple times were with a group of classmates when I was younger in the 80s. And then I went with my girlfriend at the time in the late 90s and realized, yeah, I don't really need to walk anymore. It was nice, and I drive here pretty frequently, so, you know, I do my walking in other ways. I don't need to drive all the way up there and then walk and then drive back. So, but it's cool that people still do it. But, yeah, and the last time we went to Tequamanon Falls, we were going to do upper and lower, but there were so many people there. It was weird. I'm used to, like, when I used to, I think the time I went before that, it was like we saw one other couple on the trail. And then I think when we went 3 years ago, the parking lot looked like we were going to a ballpark, and there was never a spot where you could look around and not see at least 50 other people, and that kind of felt weird. So I don't know if it's not on my list anymore. But that, and when we went to the Upper Falls, it was super weird. There was a guy that was open carrying, and there were two other groups of people he was arguing with about it, like, quite loud in the middle of the trail. And I'm like, number one, I don't care. Number two, now I care because it's annoying. And number three, now the situation is weird, so I'm actually scared. But, I don't know. All the more reason to go further west and north. I think the more you get around big groups of people, the crazier it gets, and I want to go the opposite direction. I'm with you 100%. It's you get too far to either side and it gets weird, and then when those extremes collide, it's a mess. So, but I don't know. It's almost like this, you know, last few generations have been losing the idea of being mindful, but we'll see. Either things will correct themselves or they won't. But, well, I'm where I'm going. I'm going to hop out of here and do some medical care here for my mom, and maybe jump back across town here in a little bit. Enjoy your trip, and glad you're through the under the overpass there. Your signal improved right after that, too. So I could tell something was different. So, and I think maybe that Echolink node, or sorry, the All-Star node might have an audio issue because it's just got a weird sound to it. Like it's not all broken signal. It's like something else is going on with the encoding or the codec or maybe the internet connection or something. But it's there. It's readable. It's just weird. So. And I'm in IT. Those are actual, official IT words. It's just weird. So, anyway, I hope you have a great day, and hope to catch you again. I think it's Y. Foxtrot. I think I got it. Correct me if I didn't get that. I think it's CN Mobile. We'll be clear after your last.
It's Kilo Echo 8 Uniform Foxtrot, and I hear what you're saying. I work IT for the local hospital here. I've been for a few years, and I know exactly what you're talking about, but I'm also where I'm supposed to be. But 73, take care, KUFS, clear. I'm just about to go through the toll booth, gentlemen. Okay, SPW.
Well, hi and bye. I heard you in there, SPW. I just had a quick question for you. Are you on the same repeater that Uniform Fox was on?
Roger that. Back on today.
I just wondered because your audio had the same sound that his did, and I'm wondering if it's the node here or it's the node there. I kind of guess I need a third station to figure it out. Anyway, I got to run in and do a few things, and I'll be back in a while, and hopefully we can diagnose and fix whatever's broken. For all I know, it's on my end. Have a great morning, and quick hi and bye. 73 on November 8th, Charlie, November.
Roger that. Yeah, I'm going to the same place he is.
NACN Mobile.
NACN, Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf, coming to you via Petoskey.
Well, James, good morning. How are you doing today?
Hey, well, I happened to be monitoring your conversation. Station was coming in via Mackinac City, and that audio has been repeated by various different stations over the last couple of days coming in via Mackinac City.
Okay, yeah, I wasn't sure if it was on the receive side of the node here or on the input side of a different node, but it definitely sounded funny. Almost like, I don't know, it didn't seem like an internet issue. It seems like more, this is a bad story about a less responsible version of Joe, but I used to mess around with computer hardware, and back in the days when sound blasters were the cool thing, I had a sound blaster, and I probably was putting it in the third or fourth computer that I had built myself, and I had all my stuff laid out on the floor and was putting it together and put it back together, and I realized after I got it done that it was fine for a few days, but I tried to record some audio because, you know, I'm a musician, and everything was terrible. And we came to the conclusion that me laying my sound blaster on the carpet and then it having been moved around a lot while, you know, we were building the computer, probably damaged it somehow with static discharge. And the audio that it recorded had this really weird, like, it had to be above a certain threshold to be registered as sound. It was almost like a really high noise gate, but, like, once the noise gate opened, the audio that came through it was gross. Like, it was kind of just crunchy and weird. And I had never heard anything like it. And we figured out it was probably me had statically damaged the card. And I bought another card just like it, and it was fine. So it was bad hardware. Which makes me think, this that bad, but it's almost the same kind of sound, and I hadn't heard it in so long. Maybe it's ESD discharge that damaged the, you know, the interface or something like that, but I don't know. I'm not going to try to diagnose it from 100 miles away. But that's exactly what it sounded like. It made me think like, it made me feel like I was in my 20s again, being dumb with computers.
Well, I'll give you the same hint, would be is from a remote diagnosis. If it had been an HF single sideband sound, the warbling audio, I would have said it's RF getting into the audio path. But since this is on FM, I've got no clue.
Yeah, you're right. It's a lot like that, too. And you're right. It's FM, so it doesn't make sense. Usually if I've got FM getting into an audio path, it's a hum. Or it's hash. It's not an audio artifact like you would expect with a sideband. You're right. So, well, anyway. Definitely interesting. And the weird part is it was still intelligible. So, kind of weird. Oh, well. So what are you doing up that way?
Hey, well, I'm kind of waiting for the grass to dry out a little bit. I've got some family coming up for the Leelanau Harvest Bicycle Tour on September 20th. And they want to camp in my backyard. So I have to prep my backyard, meaning I got to cut the grass.
There you go. Good to have some backyard tenants, I guess. So, yeah. Well, it's cool that you have a yard that you can do that. I think if any of my friends or family came over and tried to camp in my backyard, they would ask, "What's the deal with your neighbors?" And not my immediate neighbors. My immediate neighbors are actually pretty cool. It's the guys a few houses over. I don't know. Every once in a while, they just, like, 2 or 3 a.m. start lighting fireworks. And I'm like, what holiday is it? Oh, it's not one? All right. Apparently that's a thing. So, yeah, I got some weird neighbors down the street a little ways. But, yeah. I was about to say I'm also too far into the city. But when I bought that house, it wasn't. The city kind of moved out to meet me, which I have feelings about, but whatever.
Yeah, I've only been to your house once. I think you were over by Boone or something like that. I don't know if that's where you're still at, but yeah, my only requirements from my relatives were they wanted it quiet, meaning that they want to be away from the M22 traffic noise. That's a bit of a challenge for me, but hey, I'll deal with it. Well, hey, with that, I gave you my diagnosis. It was not one person's transmission. It's been multiple. It's been recurring over the last couple days. So, hey, with that, I'll let the people that are in the know do the troubleshooting. DG, how's that for an explanation?
I think it's great. And, yeah, with all things IT, it probably just needs to be turned off and turned back on again. So. Yeah, no. When I rented the house that I bought, actually, I knew the guy, family friend, but I rented it in 2002. And the thing I liked about it most is it was close to town, but it was super quiet, and it was the trees were my neighbors in every direction. And so anyway, when he went through his divorce a few years later, and the house came up for sale. It took two mortgages, but I got it. Almost lost it, because, you know, single dad life is hard life. But, dodge that bullet. Anyway, yeah, since then we've had two condos go up around me, and then the whole vacant neighborhood to my southeast is now completely developed, and it doesn't look like a forest anymore at all, so... it's almost a different entire. It's like if I go back in time, it's like somebody ripped my house out of the woods and plopped it in the city, and I'm like, oh great, the city's here now. Oh well, something property value, but I kind of miss having my sanity. Anyway, we'll catch you later, Jim. Have a great one. I'm almost home, so I'll throw some coffee on and get going for the day. I got a chicken coop to build and a few other things going on. And HCN Mobile.
All right, Joe, hey, 7-3, it's good to talk to you. Yeah, I'll have to drive down that road and see you. I think last time a lot to the west was being cleared. But anyhow, hey, 7-3, ACAPG clear.
NHCN, KCAVSU, again.
Again? Good morning, Toby. You must be on the DMR patch. Sometimes that gets bumped when there's stuff going on.
Yeah, really, I wanted to talk to you, but you got off too quick. How was the trip?
You know, the trip was great. The flight to New York was a little bit hairy. It was supposed to only be 2 hours because they do direct flights from Traverse to LaGuardia, but due to stuff going on at this airport with gates, they had a special plane in town. We had a two-hour flight delay, and we had some medical stuff going on unexpectedly right before that, so we somehow made it through all that weirdness, made the flight, got to New York, circled three times because of weather, and they diverted us to Philadelphia. So we landed, and then we couldn't take off there because of weather. And anyway, by the time we got to New York, we had been in airports or airplanes for about 14 and a half hours, so it was longer than it should have been for a direct flight. But we got some food vouchers and fed the family some fun food, so they were happy with it. So it was fine. Had a good time when we were there. Did the elevated garden walk, Little Island. Had to take the kids to the Lego World and went to a couple cool spots with adult time, so that was fun. And got back and then went on a bunch of day trips for the second week. So overall, a really good vacation. Yeah, the flight back actually worked like it was supposed to. So anyway, it was fun. It was a fun experience. My kids actually kind of didn't mind going on different airports and different planes, so it was fun.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, Joe, we'll let you go since you're home. Yeah, I have to be in town on the 13th for GMRS project night, so, yeah, but no, just trying to get some more things, but I'm still having some issues here with how to do all this, because there's a new talk group, Greg Scott, I need to use it, so, yeah, okay, talk to you later, KCAVSU.
Okay, I'll have to poke my head into things and see what the new talk group is. I haven't fired up my DMR radio in a while, so I'll have to see what he's got going on. Keeping stuff fresh, always a new thing to do. I know 3-5's been linked to I think MIA now for a while, so that's been interesting to listen to. But yeah, no, overall good vacation. We don't do it often because, four kids in tow gets expensive for tickets, but we saved up over the last couple of years and bought them all with points, so that was the cheapest part of our travel. Just use points for everything, and then it was like we stayed at our family's place, so her sister lives in New York with her family, and so we just had an air mattress. So we didn't have any lodging fees, and the rest was just activities. So that's how you travel on the cheap with a huge family. Fly on points, sleep on floors. But it was great. We had a great time. All right, well, 73 Toby, and maybe I'll grab the DMR radio and play a little bit this evening. But in the meantime, I got to go find a hammer and some shingles and get some cover on these birds before wintertime. NHCN Mobile.
be at SWR before you jump.
Say what?
Were you talking about Max City? And I thought that was you talking earlier. What frequency were you talking about?
Oh yeah, they were. I think it was the Max City link that they were on. They were headed into St. Ignace to work on the antennas. And let me tell you, I think that was Dylan, KEAUFF, and I forgot who else jumped in there, but yeah, they were on the Max City system.
Yeah, well, do you know what frequency they were on, or what they were using?
I thought it was FM on 110, but I could be wrong about that. If Jim ACDG is still there, he may be able to confirm that.
Okay, yeah, maybe it was. That would have been an hour and a half ago. Yeah, I see traffic there an hour and a half ago. Okay, just trying to make sure everything's working, so thank you. And I'm sure that you heard that we have, there's three DMR repeaters up there now in the area, so I'm sure you're, sounds like you might be aware of that on MI5.cc if you need the information. Thanks for letting me in there and answering your questions. KB at SWR.
Yeah, no, all good. I misprogrammed my radio. I was going to try to use that last time we were on the island there, which was a few weeks back. Well, a week and a half ago. But they were on analog, and it was a really interesting audio artifact. And the reason I could tell it was analog, it was you could hear the static being affected quite interestingly by the artifact. So maybe something just needs to be rebooted, but it was definitely funny. KSWR, NACN, have a good one, 73.
All right, sorry to leave you out, Toby, but what you might have been hearing is there might have been a band opening, and you might have been hearing both repeaters, both the Max City and the Bay City repeater. So going to work on that, hopefully get some simulcast stuff set up to help that. It's not going to solve it, but hopefully to minimize it. So that's probably what you were hearing was both repeaters, or they were getting into both repeaters. I'm wondering, island, I really like to get some signal checks on the three repeaters we put up a month ago. So anyways, thank you. Pass it back over to you, and then you pass it to Toby. Sorry to leave you out, Toby, but...
Yeah, no, sounds good. Hey, however I can help here, I might be able to swing a beam from Traverse City, but I'm a little bit further away. Jim might be, he might have a better vantage point from the tip of the peninsula there. Oh, you know what, he said he had to go clear his backyard. That's probably where he went, so. But, all right, yeah, anything I can do to help, just let me know. Can throw the 4550 on a beam and point it that way, maybe I can help out. Toby, if you're still in there, go ahead. NACN.
I'm here, so okay, guys, talk to you later. KCASU 73.
All right, Toby, have a good one. Yeah, I'm going to find my coffee and my hammer and get to work. I'll probably throw an HT outside and listen in, especially if there's fun, cool repeater stuff going on today. Catch you all later. NACN Mobile.
KE8FTW monitoring.
KI7 QMV mobile request radio check talk group 2416.
Hey, your radio's working loud and clear. KE8FTW.
Thank you, sir. Just got done with a firmware upgrade, so wanted to make sure it wasn't broken. Thanks for the help. 73, KI7, QMD. Have a good day, Drake.
73, Catch you all later. KE8FGW.
KC8VSU, portable.
N8MJL, mobile.
KF8DNS.
KF8DNS, this is W8NWO.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you today?
I will. Name here is Nelson, located in East Jordan. And I heard your call sign and wanted to say hi. Let me make sure I have your call sign right. Is it KF8 Delta November Sierra? Is that correct?
Echo November Foxtrot. Name's Bentley.
Oh, good afternoon, Bentley. Your call sign is close to my wife. My wife is DMS Delta Mike Sierra. Sierra Delta November Foxtrot. Gotcha, sir. Well, whereabouts are you today?
You said you're in East Jordan?
Roger, roger.
And are you hitting the Petoskey 1-9 from there, or are you getting in on a hotspot or All-Star or something like that?
I am getting into the Petoskey 1-9. That's correct. I can hit the 1-9 and the Sheboygan quite well from my house. Petoskey is just a tad bit stronger here, or I can get into the Traverse City when that's linked as well.
Well, you sound fantastic, like you're right next to me, so whatever you're doing, you're getting in quite well.
Yeah, likewise, you sound fine too. I'm on an old Motorola GM300 here. This is my base station, and I got a pretty good signal into Petoskey. Unfortunate, though, just the way the terrain is, that the 1-9 doesn't really cover downtown East Jordan very well. Now, that's where between here and downtown is where I spend most of my time, so. But I'm up on a little bit of a hill here just north of town where I got pretty good signal.
Great. I was down that way earlier in the week. I did a little overnight backpack in the Jordan River Valley and just took a little 5-watt HT with me, and from the landslide overlook, if you know where that is, just outside Elmira, I was able to hit this Petoskey 1-9 on 5 watts, which I thought was pretty impressive. So that tower is a real screamer.
Oh, yeah, fine business. Yeah, I know where that is. Can't say I spend a lot of time in the valley, but I certainly have taken some trips out there. In fact, earlier this summer, my wife and I camped out at the State Forest Campground at Graves Crossing. But yeah, I don't live, since I live just north of East Jordan, so you know, not too far away. Well, that's cool. I took a backpacking trip. I've never really officially gone backpacking, but my wife and I certainly love rustic camping. Usually we stay at a state forest campground, but sometimes we'll just pitch a tent in the woods someplace. And, you know, we don't really need much for facilities. We don't really need anything, quite honestly. But yeah, that's what we do. Just her and I, and we've got a 3-year-old son. And he loves the outdoors and loves traveling and doing things with us. He loves going places. He just doesn't like riding in a car for extended periods of time, so it kind of limits how far we can go.
They'll either take to it or they don't, and or they'll have phases where they'll love it and then they don't again. I took 2 cross-country trips with my daughter when she was 12 the first time and 13 the second time, and her friend who was the same age, and we were on the road for a month each time, and it was mostly great, but there were some moments where it wasn't.
Yeah, I can imagine. We're hoping to go take maybe 1 or 2 more trips before the snow flies. We're kind of fair weather campers. We don't like to camp when snow hits, so I'd like to get in maybe 1 or 2 more trips. Might even go out and try to find some place you can go fishing on Monday, too, since we have the day off from work, and see if we can enjoy this beautiful weather. All right, Bentley, it's been good talking to you. I need to get back to work here. We just wanted to jump in and say hi.
Nelson, have a great day, and I'm sure we'll hear each other again another time. KF8ENF, clear and monitoring.
73, KF8ENF, W8NWO.
57 QMD testing. 2416.
KE8ZAT. KE8ZAT.
KE8ZAT.
I'm sorry, sir. Could you repeat that call one last time?
KD8ADJ.
Alright, I got Kilo Delta 8, Alpha Delta Juliet, is that correct?
Yes sir, that's correct. Handle here is Derek.
This is Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Alpha Tango, Chris here. Good to meet you, Derek.
Nice to meet you too. I'm actually new to the area, so just working on moving up to actually, over there on the northwest end of
Mola Lake there. Alright, you must be getting into the system on the Sheboygan repeater then, I would assume.
Yes. Yeah, that's getting into there. I'm moving up from Grayling area. Still working, supposed to close on the house next week, so.
Awesome, you're moving into a good area. I'm over by Brutus, actually.
Okay, yeah, I'm familiar with that area. My in-laws live over there off Plains Road, and my wife grew up in that area.
Ah, good deal. Yep, I actually grew up in Pelston. Lived all my life there, except for a few years when I was in the service, and then got this place out here. So, yeah, pretty nice area.
Yeah, it is. Enjoy it. We got a thing kind of building up the in-laws' property there with the farm there, and my wife decided it was time for her to be closer to her parents, so it's time to come up. I was able to get a transfer from work up here, so kind of works out.
Yeah, it's always nice when things work out like that, and you can find a place that doesn't cost you an arm or a leg, and then some up here.
And they're just taking the arm.
Well, that's nice of them anyway, that they're not taking everything.
Yeah, so we've been together about 17 years, and she said it was time, so all right, Uncle, I'll come in, we'll get up there.
Yeah, it's kind of the same thing here. My wife's family had some property here, and when we got out of the service, they made us a deal on a chunk that we couldn't hardly refuse, so we lit our boots here, and, oh, geez, I guess we've been here for going on 30 years now.
Okay, well, I'm a veteran, too, with Brantry.
I'm sorry, my old ears don't work as well as they do. I didn't catch your last transmission.
Hello, radio. This is W8RRM. Anybody else?
K8FGW, I'm monitoring portable.
Go ahead, W8RRM here.
Well, good evening to you, sir.
Where are you located at? This is Roger in Gaylord.
Oh, good afternoon, Roger. Hi, evening. I think I talked to you. It's been a long time. As this is Brad, way up here in the Sioux State area. Come into portable.
Oh, Brad, you're doing good, just like you did last time I talked to you, but you're right, it's been a while. I haven't been doing so hot lately. I think I've only been on radio 3 times this year so far.
Oh, yeah, well, that ain't good. Well, whatever it is, I hope you're doing better now.
Yep, I'm trying. Are you using Link, or are you getting down here on your own?
Yeah, we're linked in there. We got a Sioux repeater here that's linked in with all the repeaters down there. So yeah, so not like that.
You better get ready for the winter, from what I just watched on the computer. supposed to be 25-30% worse than last year.
Oh yeah. Hey, we're gonna get the snow. Well, you know, my diesel's all set for it, that's for sure. I'm still looking for a new plow, but you know, I guess that can wait. So whatever happens, happens. I'm ready. The truck's ready, so if not, I guess we got snowshoes.
Yeah, well, kind of makes me want to go buy a tractor and maybe start another snow plowing business, but my son keeps telling me at 75 I should really think twice about it, especially when I've been having some health issues lately.
Oh, you know, not surprised. So, yeah. Well, you know, whatever keeps you motivated, that's what I say.
Has it been cooling off pretty good up there lately?
Oh, it sure has been. Past few days, it's been lower than 70, so it's been in the 60s for a few days here. So I think it's supposed to be a little warmer tomorrow. A little slight warm-up this week, and yeah, we'll go from there. But it's definitely cooler. The night's been cooling down right down into the high 40s. So, yeah. Fall is definitely here, and, you know, maybe we'll have an early fall. I don't know. Yeah, kind of early. Early enough, I guess. I think last year, maybe about the same time I think fall started. So, and then we had all that snow, so. Yeah, it makes sense. I can see that we're going to get hammered again.
Yeah, we had 38 the other night. I was glad to see it cool off. Of course, really, summer wasn't that bad. We only had a few weeks where it got kind of uncomfortable, which is about par, you know?
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, same here. So, yeah, it was, I think we had, yeah, probably about two weeks anyway. So, yeah, beginning of August was miserably hot and humid. So, if it wasn't so humid, I think it would have been fine. But it was quite humid. The humidity just stuck around those hot weeks, so it's really miserable. But yeah, other than that, yeah, we're doing pretty good up here. Not a whole lot of changes since the last time I talked. I ended up putting a 6-foot fence all the way around my yard, so I guess there's that. But the garden's doing pretty good. We moved the garden to a pile of dirt started putting stuff on it. Actually, turned out to be one of the better ones, so surprisingly enough. And where my garden was now.
Okay, how high of a fence did you put up?
6 feet. We were only allowed at 6 feet inside the city, so. Or else I was just going to leave. I think I found some fencing that was pretty near. About 7.5 feet, but so, I ended up cutting it down to 6 foot. So, yeah, stay legal, I guess.
You mean to tell me they can tell us how tall our fence can be if we want to put a fence up? That's a bunch of crap.
I was thinking the same. You know, it's my fence. Why can't it be as tall as I want? It's not anybody's right of way, that's for sure. Far from it. I didn't even go out to all the way to the front property line, so. Oh, well.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of weird rules about fencing. I learned one rule the hard way when I had my ranch. Put your fence right on your property line. Don't be courteous and give it a couple more feet. Because if you do and you're not using it, whoever's next to you can claim that couple feet of land.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Oh, shoot. You know, I said went all the way back to the city precinct and gained another 12 feet then. If I knew that was, if that was part of it, I'll be darned.
I think a lot of that just depends on where you live. when I had my ranch out in the woods, I didn't have any neighbors, so I don't think it really mattered, but I've heard of stupid stuff like that before.
Yeah, that's for sure, yeah. Well, he didn't say anything when I started cutting down some of those popple trees in the, between my property and theirs, so, well, yeah, between mine and the fence, their fence anyway, so got a whole bunch of them down there leaning right on, right towards my garage, and I'm like, yeah, I don't want that. So I cut quite a few of them down.
All right, sir, well, I'll let you go. You take care, okay? W8RRM.
Oh, for sure, yeah. It's good to hear you out here again, so yeah. I'll keep you in my prayers. 7-3, have yourself fine evening. W8RRM, KE8WGW.
N8MJL Mobile.